Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Friday, April the 19th, 2024. As always, I give God thanks for you, not only for who He is and what He is doing in your life, but for who He is and what He is doing, what He has done, what He continues to do, and what He will do in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that God has divinely connected you and I to for such a time as this. On this morning, it's Friday, so I just want to talk to you, give you a word of encouragement, something to think about, to reflect on where you are as a Christian, as a believer, and to ensure as much as possible that you are on the path of righteousness, on the path of holiness. The word of God tells us to be ye holy, for I am holy. And so God requires us to be separate, to come out from amongst them. And so today I ask the question, so what does this look like in your life? As you know, I've shared with many of you my life's journey as I've done this podcast. And today is exactly 1 year from the date that my father passed, April 19th, 2023. I remember where I was the night before when my sister was blowing my cell phone up. I was out with a friend hanging out and she was blowing me up. And so there were some other things that we had intended to do, but I had to cut my evening short. My sister was calling and I needed to be attentive to going over to see about my father. The good thing about my father, or the grace in his passing, is that he was on hospice. We knew he had a cancer diagnosis of a pretty aggressive cancer by the time we had found out. And so there was a level of intentionality that had started to occur. Often through life, we don't have that same level of intentionality with people with whom we say that we love. We don't have that intentionality of making sure that we connect with them every day, whether that be via text, whether that be in person, whether that be cell phone. We don't have that level of intentionality of saying, you know what? I haven't seen you in a while. I haven't heard your voice in a while. Let me lay my eyes on you. Let me take you to lunch. Let me just sit in your presence, right? Because we have a tendency to take things for granted. We have a tendency to believe that, you won't leave this earth at a young age. You won't leave this earth unexpectedly, right? And so we have a tendency to just go through life as if tomorrow is promised, as if this afternoon or this evening is promised. The thing about hospice, I believe, that gives families grace is that you know the time is near. And all those things that you didn't say, you have an opportunity to say. You have an opportunity to do. I'm thankful that that wasn't a stretch for me or my family because I was just really blessed that my parents had me when they were married, and I'm still here, and my father has gone on, and they were still married for over, I think, 53, 54 years. Nonetheless, when I went over to see about my dad, everything was fine, right? What they were seeing in terms of and I don't want to be too gory because I don't know if you're eating when you're listening to this. But anyway, what they were seeing physically had kind of stopped. And so, of course, I'm like, man, I knew you guys were exaggerating, right? Because I have a sister who does that, the middle child, right? So anyway, go over, see my dad. Stay in the room with him. My sisters and I took a picture of my oldest sister with him because she wanted a picture with him. Took a picture of her next to his bed. we held hands, the three of us. My mother had kind of gone, you know, went in the other room again because it looked like things had gotten better. And we prayed, the three of us, again, prayed for his healing because, again, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the evidence, you know, we didn't see the evidence that he was going to get better, right? But we still had the faith that he would. And because, you know, when you say that God can do the impossible and you don't stand on that, then do you really believe that? And so, of course, until the end, until God says it is finished, then we continue to pray, we continue to believe. And so that's what we did. But then when I went home, my daughter was gone over to her dad's. Another, I guess, graceful blessing in this. And I got the call. My mother called and she was like, hello. And somehow when I go back and I think about it, I felt like before she called, I was already up. I don't know if that's in my mind or if that's what actually happened. But I feel when I think back, I was already up. Like I knew that it was going to happen. I got the call and she said, D. And I, you know, that's what my family, D. And I was like, uh-huh, you know. And she said, I think she said he's gone. And I said, I'm on my way. And so I called my child's father, my ex-husband, and I said, you know, he's gone. And he stayed on the phone with me while I cried, while I hollered. Because we can say that we're ready, but I don't think we're ever really ready to lose people who have had a profound mark on our lives. And so, as I think about that, and as I think about us at this weekend, and I was blessed this morning by a dear listener who I've had the honor and the privilege to connect with outside of the prayer call, outside of me just talking and listening, but connect with via phone and phone conversations and just all of that. To get a reminder, a surprise reminder that somebody remembered. See, the hardest thing about dying, I think, when we think about it, will anybody remember? Will anybody remember the life that was here on this earth in a way that I remember it? And even though, you know, she didn't know my dad, shout out to Tony, didn't know my dad, she remembered. And that's important. But not only is it important, it's a reminder of how do we want to leave this world? Are you leaving your mark on this world? Because it's like, how will people, like, you know, it's not like my dad was a celebrity or something, right? But he was a celebrity to me. If you've ever lost a loved one, they were a celebrity to you. They left their mark on this world to you. And so how are you going to be remembered by your loved ones, by the people closest to you? Will they still talk about you in a good way? After you've gone, I can tell you the things that my dad taught me. I can tell you the things that I learned from my dad. I could tell you how I could call him and he would answer me and he would give me guidance. And when I got divorced, he would send people over to the house to help me get things in order. How he would laugh with me. How he would show up for every thing that my kids had, and from graduation to, you know, hospital, to how I didn't have to worry about my mom because I knew he had her and she had him. Those are the things that I remember and will always be in me. What will people remember about your life that they will carry on, that they will talk to their children about, that they will talk to the other co-workers, colleagues about is, will it be about your smile? Will it be about your patience and grace that you offered them when they didn't deserve it? Will it be about the love that you showed them, the card that you put on their desk when you just said, nice job? Will it be because even when things were wrong, you didn't give up, but you kept coming to the table, you continued, you wanted to collaborate, you wanted everybody to be on the same page? Will it be how you serve the community? Will it be that you took in a niece or a nephew because they were going to go to foster care? Like, how will you be remembered? How will you be thought about? How will you be celebrated when you take your last breath? How will people remember you? Or will they remember you as the one that was always talking crazy, that didn't speak half the time, that always had an attitude, that was always angry, that would always curse somebody out, always had something to say? How will you be remembered? Because death, once a person is gone, they're gone. They're not coming back. The only thing that you have are their memories, the things that they instilled in on the inside of you. And some people, I hate to say it, they didn't have an opportunity to turn the corner because we don't know when we're going to take our last breath. Did you spend more time with people who you were trying to impress than you did with your family? Because you were trying to impress them and you thought, oh, well, my family, they just get the leftovers. They just deal with it. One of the things that the Bible says is that our life is but a vapor. And when I think about how fast this year has gone, it both seems like my father passed yesterday, and it feels like it's been an eternity to be without him. Simultaneously, I feel both ways. Like it just happened, and then I feel like he's been gone forever. How are you leaving your mark on this earth? How are you leaving your mark in your home with your children? If you don't have children, than with your family members? How are you leaving this mark on your place of employment? What are you doing to change what you do for the better? And I don't care what you do. Doesn't matter. If you're saying, well, you know, Danita, I really don't work in a place. I'm an Uber driver. Okay. How are you leaving your mark on the people when they open the door and sit down in the back seat? Are you friendly, or do you just get them to where they go? And are you friendly, genuinely friendly, not necessarily for a tip, but genuinely friendly because you want to impart something in them while they're with you, while they're in your presence? We have to believe that we were all here for a purpose. The Bible tells us that nonetheless, but we have to believe that. The Bible tells us lots of things. We don't necessarily believe it, but we have to believe that each and every one of us has a purpose. And then we got to walk that thing out with the ups and the downs and the smiles and the tears and the heartbreaks and the grief and the unexpected happenings and the all of that. We have a responsibility to walk it out. So I pray you will think about how you'd like to be remembered. And I pray that that would be what guides you, what inspires you, according to the word of God, right? Because everything that we do, we've got to line it up with the word. It's not about how you want to be remembered if it's against what the word of God says. So how you would like to be remembered, line it up to the word of God. If you want to be remembered as a good wife, then you get in the book. What does a good wife look like according to the word of God? If you want to be remembered as a good husband, what does a good husband look like according to the word of God? If you want to be remembered as a good friend, line it up to the word. It all starts with the word. I love you all. Have an awesome day. Thank you for your prayers in advance.